Okay, so it is July 1, 2018. I'm just starting a digital recorded diary. I'm terrible with keeping things written down, and I want to remember this stuff. So I'm just going to record it and put it in a program I have that locks on my computer and hopefully remember the password for it. Okay, so the thing that I wanted to remember about today was this morning. He stayed over last night, and things have been so good. This, so good. I mean, he could be the one. So it was just one of those hot, lazy Sunday mornings. We've been having a heat wave, and everybody in North America is dying from the heat. But we had air conditioning, and we're just lying there, and he wakes up and, says good morning and whatnot. And then I can tell that he is still wound up. Probably got morning wood, but wasn't that close to him at the moment. And he says, he says, I have an idea. How about I get you some coffee? I'll bring it to you in bed. And I'm thinking, oh, cool, coffee. He says, and then I'm going to kiss slowly up your inner thigh. So of course he's waiting to see my reaction, and I'm all over this because the night before was amazing. And so he leans over to me, and I think he's gonna say something sexy, and he goes, "What are you taking your coffee?" He looks deep into my eyes and waits for my answer. And I just said, "Well, cream and sugar." In the sexiest voice I could muster. So he says he'll be right back, and he turns to go get the cream and sugar. But I must have, I closed my eyes because I'm still waking up. And all of a sudden, I just feel this ever so lightly sweep of fingers up my thigh and across my pussy. And I open my eyes, and he leans down, and he just kisses one nipple, and then looks at me and just says, "Cream and sugar it is." And it's just one of those fun, flirty moments, and it was not to not to intentionally use a pun, but it was very sweet. Oh man. So, all right, he goes and gets his coffee, or gets my coffee and coffee for him, but coffee for me. And he comes back, and he's got the two hot coffees, and he puts his down on the nightstand, and he's got the other in his hand, and he says something like, "Perhaps we should just make you feel sweet and creamy right here." And I looked at him, and then he completely changes tone and gets kind of serious and says, "Or, I could just slowly finger fuck you into oblivion as I stand here naked beside you." And I almost lost it. I'm like, "Excuse me?" And he looks down at his hard cock, and he says, "I can just stand here with my throbbing cock, cum glistening on the tip, but you can't touch it, and I'm just gonna finger your hot, wet, sweet pussy till you're quivering so hard you can't even hold this cup." And at this point, I'm trying to decide, are we just flirting now? Is he being dead serious? I mean, it was somewhere in between, and I really couldn't tell. But he just locks eyes with me, and he smiles this big, cheesy shit-eating grin and just says, "Iced coffee is good on a hot day." And he puts it down on the nightstand, and then I can feel his hand just gently brushing across my breasts. And then he just starts playfully playing with my nipples and circling them and pinching them. And, of course, I just was like, Oh my God, it was really, really, really delicious. And then he says, well, you know, I gotta go, I gotta get to work. And I said, okay. And then he goes to the end of the bed and he just takes my calves and just in one swoop just pulls me to the end of the bed and kneels down at the end of the bed. And he actually, so he just pulls takes my calves in his hands, and then without warning, just yanked me to the end of the bed. And that was really hot. And then he takes my legs, and I think he's gonna spread them, and instead he takes them and he basically leans them against his chest, like my whole back of my thighs and my calves are resting against his chest. And then he grabs my hips and then ever so slowly starts just that teasing pressure of the tip of his cock against my pussy but not going in. And then he takes his hands and he starts with my breasts again. And now we've stopped being silly. And there's just such a delicious shift in mood. And he's has me locked in his gaze. And his hips, he's just sort of rocking slowly with the whole length of his shaft rubbing up and down outside of me, which is just making me crazy. And then he just pinches my nipples. I mean, there's all this contrast of this sensual and then sort of sharp or forceful. And, you know, I said to him, I thought you had to run. And he spreads my legs and he leans forward and he comes up to my ear and he says, I do. But he slides one hand down and parts my lips and then puts his fingers like on either side of my clit and starts pressing into me. Just the tip, you know, like half an inch or so. And the whole time he has not broken eye contact. And at that time, I think he was kind of bracing himself. He didn't have to support his weight because he was standing on the floor, but he had my right breast in his hand, and just really firm, like not painfully, but passionately. Oh, fuck. And I kind of half playing, half serious, kind of whimpered, going, you know, you've got things to do. And he says, I do have things to do, but you first. And slowly, just agonizingly slowly, he just slides into me. And he doesn't let go of my breast, and he's still got the other hand, you know, like scissoring my clit. It was so intense. It was so intense. And he just slid into me. Oh, God. And then he stopped thrusting, and we were kind of just rocking together. You know, it was like our hips were fastened to each other, and just this sort of really deep, sensual, oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you know, it's like strong but quiet, you know, like the bed's not moving and I'm not really moving. I'm just all the sensation is just feeling him moving in and out and in and out. Oh my God. It just... Oh, and then I... This is where I started to lose it, you know? He just very confidently, but firmly, but gently, all wrapped into one, just said, "I want to feel you come on my cock." And I can just hear the need in his voice, and I can see the lust in his eyes. And he takes his hands away, and he's just sort of stroking my legs again. He's pulled them up against his chest again, and he's just sort of stroking up and down and up and down. And he's pulling out almost all the way, and then pressing back in. And he's pulling out, and he's pressing back in. And oh my God, and I just start to clench. And he had the best smile at that moment. This, like, tiger on the prowl kind of smile. Oh, fuck. It went right through me. And then it was just all downhill from there. He just... we just started fucking. We just started fucking hard. Not wantonly, but like that deep... Oh, fuck. Like that deep, sensual fuck. You know, and our eyes are locked the whole time, and I can feel him starting to throb. And then, oh God, I want arch, I want that angle. I know I'm gonna get it. And he lifts me up slightly off the bed, because I think he knows that that's what I need, like the small of my back off the bed. And he hits my G-spot, which he found a couple weeks ago. And he knows that I'm done for. And he just consistently, rhythmically rocks until I come. And then he kind of snakes his one forearm under the small of my back. And just pounds into me one last time and kisses me, and he comes, and oh my God, just, we were lost. It went through so many different emotions. It went from playful and flirty to affectionate to sensual to primal. And he just kind of not collapses on me, but collapses on me. And, you know, he's still holding his weight up because he's still standing on the floor. But, you know, we just sat there and kind of melted. And he starts doing that, you know, lazy fingers trailing over your skin thing. Oh, God. And he's still got his arm underneath me. And he kind of lifts me up and slides me back up to the pillow. And then lies beside me, you know, with his arm and his leg draped across me, still kind of panting. And, you know, we're just hot and sweaty and sated and blissful. And, yeah, we just laid there for a while. I think we drifted in and out of sleep a couple times. Fuck. I tell ya, this one's a keeper. I really... I don't want to get my hopes up, but fuck. This spend the rest of my life being fucked by that man? I'd be a lucky girl.